Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So, you know, my view is you know, if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune. And so act immune.
Finally, somebody's making some sense.
When you have people like Senator Ted Cruz joining Rand Paul in ditching his mask as they walk the halls of Congress. So he's not just wrong, he's doing it for the wrong reason.
But I'm wearing the ribbon, he's wearing the ribbon, we are all wearing the ribbon. So why aren't you going to wear the ribbon?
This is America, I don't have to wear anything I don't want to wear.
Cameron, I'm not going to wear a mask, and all of us have been immunized, so.
It'd make us feel better.
You're welcome to step away if you like.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
New Hampshire will not renew the state's mask mandate. We'll continue to work hand in hand with public health. And what does change is the government's imposed requirement to do so.
I'm breathing. Air. Air.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show, if you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. And that's also the number to call if you want to leave a message on the Chump Line. Press 2 for the Chump Line. The Chump Line is only open for a very small part of the day compared to when it used to be open. It's open from 1 to 4 every so I guess it's closed now for the weekend. But the Chump Line, that number is 844-500-4242. Let's just go back. We've got a lot of cuts to play here today, and there's a lot of news, and I think the mask rebellion is spreading, just as people who played ball, who went along with the regime, as onerous as the restrictions were, as damaging as they were to all segments of the population, all demographics. You know, whether it was young kids who couldn't go to school and play with their friends or go to sleepovers or anything else, or old people in nursing homes who couldn't be visited by their grandchildren, who couldn't go anywhere for Thanksgiving. It damaged everything in the society, and these people want to keep it going. And Steve Scalise, the Republican congressman from Louisiana, who was shot by a Bernie bro a few years back, as you may recall, almost killed at a baseball practice. He was asking Fauci about the guidelines for CDC guidelines. Now, remember, the Biden administration has just decided to spend another almost $2 billion to track the presence of the so-called variants as they move around the country. Another $1.7 billion to track where the variants are going. These new UK, Brazil, South Africa, and of course you can't say China virus. That's racist. But you can say Brazil or UK or South Africa, because apparently the people in those countries don't care. They got thicker skins than the Chinese, I guess. I don't know why you couldn't mention those countries but not China. But anyway, this is Steve Scalise asking about these CDC guidelines, again, which include now tracking the presence of variants throughout the country. Cut 23.
All of these young children who are next to each other 6 inches apart, many without masks, by the way, does that follow your guidance that you've issued?
No.
Well, then, why would the Biden administration not go and stop this? I think one of the reasons is because President Biden and Vice President Harris won't even go see this for themselves. That's why I keep urging strongly that they go to the border. I'd love for y'all to go to the border to see this so you can at least give recommendations. They're violating every guidance that Americans are required to follow.
So again, they're spending billions to try to track the variants. But if you test positive at the border, they will just give you a bus ticket and money to go and settle down in whatever red state area you want to settle into and spread COVID. The recurring question, how does any of this make the slightest bit of sense? And it doesn't. It doesn't. And you want to know, here's a new program. I don't know if you've heard about this one. I mean, the programs get crazier by the day. Now they're telling you that they will, if you've had a family member who died because of COVID, FEMA will give you up to $9,000 for your quote unquote funeral expenses. Are you kidding me? So if you somehow, if you, your family is eligible for another $9,000 if you die from COVID, but if you die from diabetes, you're not eligible to get the $9,000. How does that make any sense? Do you know what this is going to mean? It's going to mean everybody is going to die of COVID. Everybody.
Where do I get reimbursed for my, you know, emotional damages for not having a funeral for a loved one that passed from COVID?
That's, you know what? That's another one. You deserve reparations. If you weren't fortunate enough to have a relative die from COVID and he died from something else, you deserve reparations for not getting the $9,000. So this program just went into effect like 3 or 4 days ago, I think. Yeah, because I heard AOC talking about it. She was very excited about it earlier in the week. But guess what's already happened, Taylor? Can you imagine who's moved into the rift here, into the vacuum? Scammers.
No.
Scammers, even though it's only been up for 3 or 4 days, are now targeting people who lost a loved one to coronavirus and telling them they will register the family for up to $9,000 in reimbursement under the FEMA Funeral Assistance Program.
You mean to tell me that there are people out there that would dare take advantage of other people who have been through some sort of trauma?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I think it took them, when they set up the PPP, the Payroll Protection Program or plan, whatever it is, I think it took like a week or 10 days to get the scam going. This only took a matter of hours. So FEMA has already issued a fraud alert notice saying scammers have already begun reaching out to people who suffered a loss during the pandemic and offering them to register them for funeral assistance. And of course, the funeral assistance will go to the people who register you. And in order to properly register you, they're going to need your social security number and your birth date and your driver's license number.
Are they also going to be registering these family members to voter rolls?
Of course. Unless you object, you'll be automatically, once you die of COVID, you'll be automatically registered as a Democrat.
It's an opt-out program.
Right, exactly. A $9,000 bonus for dying with COVID. What could possibly go wrong? And you know, the other thing is this going to mean
that
people
are... Wait a second. So I could fake my own death and get $9,000, right?
Right.
Nice. Right.
Well, I mentioned earlier in the week the woman in Lemonster, I think it was, who 68 years old, who pleaded guilty to collecting over $200,000 in Social Security benefits for her mother-in-law who died in 1999. And so now, to pay her restitution to the government, maybe she can go back and file for a FEMA $9,000 death bonus on the mother. I'm telling you, people are gonna. How far back does this go? 844-500-4242. That is the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. Dude, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, dude.
Yeah, well, we're gonna be up in the break here if you two don't stop talking to each other. How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Listen. I just want to talk about the big pink elephant in the room. The big pink elephant came into the room when this new quote-unquote surge happened. The surge is happening coinciding with the increase in the numbers of people getting the vaccine. Every time I add one and one, I get two. Now, as of yesterday, the elephant is getting bigger and brighter pink because the CDC announced 5,800 cases of COVID-19, now listen carefully, among fully vaccinated people. Well, what about among the partially vaccinated people? No, forgive me, but talk radio is not asking the question. The media is not asking the question. The reporters in the media.
You know why, dude? So somebody just said to me the last caller of the last hour was talking about this site this that the CDC has set up to report vaccine-related bad reactions, and said, why didn't you give that guy more credit? And I said, well, number one, I was up against the clock. But number two, dude, do you believe any of the numbers you're seeing come out? I've never believed any from day one.
No, you just have to go with what they tell you. But what I don't believe is that 5,800 is necessarily the number of people who are getting what's called this breakthrough. They give it a nice name like breakthrough, which has a nice positive sound. What it means is COVID is breaking through the vaccine and people are getting sick and there's a surge. But all they're talking about is the fully vaccinated people, 5,800 cases. But if it's happening among the partially vaccinated people, we wouldn't know because no one's asking them. Even if the number's zero, they possibly don't want the public to even think of, oh, wait a minute, they only said fully vaccinated. What about the partially vaccinated? Yeah. Could the number be bigger? Well, that's kind of my point.
There's another new and growing number of Americans, and that's the number of Americans whose physicians or health clinics or whatever have confused the vaccination. So they've gotten vaccination number one from, I don't know, Moderna, and the vaccination number two from Pfizer, and they don't know what impact that's going to have on their health either. It's just a big mess, and I just think that there's so much political impetus to keep the thing going. The governors like Parker and Mills and Whitmer, et cetera, et cetera. You know what Charlie Parker was doing today while Chris Sununu was opening up the state? They were jiggling the nursing home death certificates, the statistics. They were changing them. You know, about 10 days ago, we had a grim milestone, 7,000 deaths in nursing homes. Do you know how many deaths we have today officially in nursing homes in Massachusetts, Taylor?
Less than that?
5,500.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I assume Chris Cuomo is looking to adjust his numbers for nursing home deaths as well. But he's got another problem. He's got to adjust the groping numbers in the state of New York.
Are all those families sending back their applications for the $9,000? Putting them through the shredder?
I couldn't understand how they were changing the guidelines to judge it as a nursing home death or not. That's one reason why my eyes were glazing over when I was talking to the caller about the CDC numbers. They've made these numbers as opaque as possible. They don't want you to understand the numbers. Thanks for the call. You may have just received a special email from me about Balance 7. All my energy is thanks to Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid you take three times a day to break down the acid in your body. You feel better, and I personally sleep better. It also reduces acid reflux and heartburn. Often I'm asked to try products, and I could be very skeptical of claims. So Balance 7, it was all 100% true. With Balance 7, I don't feel my energy starting to flag as the day wears on. By allowing me to sleep better at night, I have more mental clarity during the day. Balance 7 is a highly alkalizing concentrate. That means it reduces the acids that have built up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid three times a day, and you will feel the difference almost immediately. Balance 7 is made of safe, all-natural ingredients. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or sleep issues, give Balance 7 a try. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order your one-month supply right now at balance7.com. Use code word HOWIEFREE to save $10 off your first order, and you'll get free shipping. Plus, be one of the first 50 to purchase Balance 7 and receive Smooth Skin, an exfoliant and deep cleansing skin conditioner valued at $13.99. You'll get that for free as well. Order now to receive $10 off your first order for a 30-day supply, free shipping, and a chance to receive Smooth Skin Conditioner at no charge, all by using code word HOWIEFREE. That's code word HOWIEFREE. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10 if it's used at all.
He regret it to his dying day. If ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr. is back.
Put your car and home insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. That means a better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who would you prefer to have as your governor? Charlie Baker, Janet Mills, Phil Scott, or Chris Sununu?
Chris Sununu.
He's gone down a little bit. 94% say Chris Sununu. 4% say Phil Scott, and 1% each for Charlie and Janet.
All right. 844-500-4242. 978 says funeral expenses are infrastructure. And then so another guy wants to know, can I get paid in advance for my funeral? 844-500-4242. 781, is it just the 6% of the total that died solely from COVID that get funeral reimbursement? What kind of question is that? What do you think, everything is on the level here? If they're giving away $9,000, everybody dies from COVID. Okay? You know that. That's how America works these days. 844-500-4242. I want to play, we're going to take a lot of calls, but I just want to play a couple of these cuts from Ed Markey here. Ed Markey, have you seen the meme on the internet? Yesterday, he's in front of a sign in front of the Supreme Court. It says "expand." It's expand. And next to that is a podium in the same place from 5 years earlier when they were trying to get Merrick Garland onto the Supreme Court. And there's a sign on that podium. It looks like it's the same podium. We need 9. So in 2016, we need 9. Now we need to expand, apparently. Okay? So he's not very good at math either. Okay? Here's cut number 29 from Mr. Frosty, Ed Markey.
The Republicans stole 2 seats on the Supreme Court. And now it is up to us to repair that damage. Our democracy is in jeopardy today because the Supreme Court's standing is sorely damaged. And the way we repair it is straightforward. We undo the damage that the Republicans have done by restoring balance.
So here, remember this. Write this down. The Republicans stole 2 Senate seats, two Supreme Court seats. The way to restore the balance is for the Democrats to steal 4 Senate seats. Supreme Court seats. What am I saying? Senate seats is when they want to steal the 4 Senate seats by making D.C. and Puerto Rico states. 844-500-4242. To a battle of wits, he comes unarmed. That's what Billy Bulger said about him all those years ago at the St. Patrick's Day breakfast. It's more true today than it was back in the 70s and 80s. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, it seems the crux of the Biden administration is giving free money to people who neither deserve it nor even need it. And, you know, I'm happy. I hope all the scammers come out by the thousands and take all this money, because the whole thing is a scam.
It is, but, you know, someone's going to have to pay for the scam, Steve. And even if the money's not coming directly out of your pocket, if suddenly $100 you had is now worth $10, you're going to be paying for it. So am I. So is everybody listening to us, right?
Yeah, you're right about that. But if it can screw up the Biden administration and they are handing out of free money, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I can't imagine how many scams are going to be worked on these funeral arrangements. And you know, so if the number of people, quote unquote, dying of COVID suddenly escalates, then Fauci, Walensky, Parker et al. Will just use the numbers to say, well, we have to shut down again. This is just a way that they're using to continue their draconian police state powers on a free people, on a once free people. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
It's a new year and
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Joy Reid, I'm going to play another cut. Second day in a row I played a Joy Reid cut, but it's just so horrible that I just can't resist it. Remember a few years back they were trying to link Devin Nunes to some orgy with young girls on a boat in the Pacific and drugs and all this kind of stuff because he owned or his family's corporation that runs farms and has an agricultural produce owned a share in a boat, and somehow the boat was rented to these people for an overnight and they got involved, and somehow it became Devin Nunes was involved in it. So they're trying the same crap now. I mean, it was a total failure. It was BS. I mean, Devin Nunes sued the newspapers, but he didn't get very far because he's a public figure and the newspapers are members of a bankrupt chain. I think the chain's gone out of business since then. But now Joy Reid is trying to do the same thing. Listen to the convoluted way she tries to link, very unsuccessfully, because there is nothing to it, Ron DeSantis to sex trafficking. Joy Reid, 33.
So the question for Gates, because obviously Greenberg has to give somebody bigger than him, that would be Gates. Here is at least, per the reporting, the people who were on that Bahamas trip. Notice if you see somebody's name that rings a couple of times. You had at least five women per Politico. You had Gates. You had a guy named Jason Pirazzolo, the hand surgeon and GOP fundraiser, to Ron DeSantis, who apparently Gates wanted to turn into the Attorney General of Florida. There's Halsey Bashirs, a former state legislator and former appointed official in the DeSantis administration. If you're Ron DeSantis, does this feel like it's creeping closer to you? Because these are your friends. These are your allies.
So if you live in Florida, I guess it's creeping closer to you, right? Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. How is any of that creeping closer to Ron DeSantis? I'm sure she did the same kind of pretzel logic when Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey was indicted and charged with taking payoffs, basically, in return for importing the girlfriends of a West Palm Beach ophthalmologist into the U.S. He was acquitted on those charges, though. He's a good liberal. He's very angry, by the way, today, Robert Menendez of New Jersey, because Biden refused to raise the quote-unquote refugee cap that Trump had very low. I wonder why we're not allowing even more refugees into the country. 844-500-4242. Cut eight.
Is it true that President Biden doesn't want to raise the refugee cap while the situation at the border is like it is right now?
Well, I actually expect we'll have some more news on this today, so stay tuned. But I would say that it is a factor.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness. Be thankful for small favors, even minuscule favors in this administration. Fran, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Fran.
Howie, I'm a longtime listener from New Hampshire, and yes. I am really tired of listening to you and Grace make light of this whole situation. I have a family member who died from COVID. It was not a pleasant way to die. They couldn't be with their family at the end of their life. And I'm disgusted listening to you joke about it, and I'm disgusted with our governor for not caring about the residents of New Hampshire.
What do you mean he doesn't care about the residents of New Hampshire? I mean, Fran, I feel very badly that you lost a relative to COVID-19, but do you think these lockdowns might have prevented any of this?
Yes, I do. And I will continue to wear a mask, and you and Grace can make fun of me for wearing a mask. And it has nothing to do, like Grace said earlier, with being a Democrat. I'm a lifelong Republican, and I just get disgusted with Sununu having his press conferences every week, and he laughs, he smiles, he thinks this whole thing is, really funny.
He doesn't think it's funny, but he just doesn't think it's doom and gloom. He said this is not an extreme time. I mean, Fran, again, I know it's different for you. You lost somebody, but if you look at the statistics overall, New Hampshire has a relatively low death rate, not as low as Maine or Vermont, the neighboring states, but it has a very low rate of fatalities. They're mostly concentrated, as in Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, in the nursing homes. I mean, Fran, everybody is going to die. You understand that? I mean, come on.
They do understand that, but they don't have to die at a young age from something that might have been prevented.
Couldn't you make the same argument about drunk driving? Couldn't you make the same argument about excessive speed in automobiles? Too much refined sugar in Coca-Colas?
No,
I mean, do you want to shut down? Do you want to shut down society? To protect a relatively tiny percentage of people, most of whom, again, unfortunately, were going to die anyway in a very short amount of time, because the vast majority of people who are dying, Fran, had either great age, a number of comorbidities, or were obese, right? There are very few people outside of those three categories who have perished from this. And yet the entire society has been shut down and totally demoralized for an entire year. I mean, have you seen the number of opioid deaths that have increased, that have spiked in the last year? You there, Fran?
I'm listening to you.
Well, go ahead. Respond.
Obviously, if you haven't felt the pain that my family has felt, then you just won't understand. So there's no arguing with you.
Okay, I appreciate it. And again, my condolences. What am I arguing about? I mean, sometimes eventually everyone's number comes up. Everyone dies. And you can take precautions that are sane, but locking down a society and being run by people like Fauci and Walensky and Charlie Baker, who don't have the slightest clue what they're talking about, who are just like weather vanes spinning on a barn rooftop in a hurricane, going back and forth. They're just trying to overreact. And again, I go back to what Kimberly Strassel said. You know, if you want to see what it would be like if the public health experts got to run the entire society rather than just cruise ships, look at the cruise ship industry. It's totally shut down. They would shut down everything. They would give themselves power, and that's all they care about. And they say it comes down to a question of going by the rules. That's what Gretchen Whitmer said. We have to get together and everyone agrees on the rules. The problem is Gretchen Whitmer or Charlie Parker or Andrew Cuomo or Gavin Newsom, they're the ones that want to set the rules for everybody else. And it's their way or the highways. The door is open, but the mind is closed. Phil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Phil.
How are you doing, Howie?
Good.
I have a loved one died from COVID also. I did apply for the FEMA money. And you need a death certificate that says COVID-19 in it. You gotta send it to them. And it's gonna be before 2020. That's how that's working.
That seems very discriminatory to me, Phil. Why can't you get a COVID death certificate from 2019 or 2018?
Well, COVID didn't start then, really. That's why.
Don't bore me with technicalities, Phil. Come on, you know what I'm saying.
What if I had a family member that visited China in November of 2019 and came back and died in December?
Yeah, we don't know when it really started, Phil. You don't think people are going to put in for deaths that were in 2019 or 2009, for that matter?
Well, the thing is, the deaths are going to say COVID-19 on it.
Do you think people are going to go back and try to get the death certificates changed?
If you can, but it's at City Hall, so I don't know how easy that would be done.
If it's at City Hall, I think it could be done very easily. Thanks for the call, Phil. 844-500-4242. I'm just thinking of that guy that I know who used to work at the Cape radio station where we're on. You know, he was the program director, and he was the first one arrested under the PPP scam. He's been involved in, he's been convicted of one scam after another for the last 10 years. And I'm just watching him now reading these stories about how he could get $6,000 if he can, you know, he's locked up awaiting trial. He can get another $9,000 if he can come up with this FEMA death certificate. And I'm just thinking, all these people that are locked up, they're recidivist, serial scam artists. They're going to go for this. I'm telling you. And it's, what's the over-under, Taylor, on the first person who files for a death certificate who's in prison already for scamming the PPP system or the unemployment extra benefits program and is now putting in from jail for a FEMA death bonus? I'm going to say 2 months.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd go along with that, 3 months.
Yeah, because it takes a while to investigate. You know, I'm sure that's being done right at this very instant, but it'll take a while to run one or two down. And there'll be a lot of competition because the Rhode Island people are very proud that they made that first arrest of that guy that used to work in the radio industry. All right. 844-500-4242. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking at a screen, now more than ever. And whether you're an avid news watcher or in serious need of a distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. One of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content I'm itching for? By putting in my Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. What are you going to be listening to on your Raycons this weekend, Taylor?
Oh, goodness. I've been on a late 50s, early 60s hits kind of kick, so maybe some Bobby Vinton, some Platters, you know, people like that.
Yeah, you can also tune in with your Raycons, obviously, onto the Enter to the web stations. You ever listen to 1950s UK radio, Taylor? You would love that channel.
I'm really sure I would. I will check it out.
Yeah, UK 1950s UK radio. It's got all the old songs he was talking about, Bobby Vinton. It's got the old Hank Williams, the country songs too. There's so many great things to listen to on the internet, and you can listen to them at any time, anywhere, and not bother anybody else. All you need is those Raycons. Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. And with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Raycons come in a range of stylish colorways with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. The best part? Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of the other premium audio brands. And none of those lame wires coming out of your ears like the other audio brands. Raycon's the best. They're offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Shana, Shana,
it's got a song you hear on the 1950s UK radio. Shauna O'Connell was a state rep for a number of years from the city of Taunton, and we had her on all the time. She was helping to fight welfare abuse and the increases in the gas tax, among many other issues. And a couple of years back, Shauna was elected mayor of the city of Taunton. So we haven't talked to her as much on the air, but we still follow her, and she's doing a great job. And I wanted to talk to her about it's infuriating, but it's amusing at the same time. It's an example of do as they say, not as they do. The Boston Globe built a new factory to print all of their papers in Taunton way back a few years ago, and they got all kinds of tax credits, tax abatements. Well, you know what's happened with the newspaper industry, first with the just the internet making the papers available online. Fewer people were buying them, the dead wood product. And then the pandemic cut it even more. So now the Globe, which supports higher taxes for everybody, whether it's the gas tax, closing quote unquote loopholes, they want to tax you. But what I'm going to let Sean O'Connell tell you what they've been up to down in Taunton, where they own a big factory. Mayor O'Connell, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? Good to be back. It's been a while.
Tell us about what the Globe's been doing.
Yes, yeah, so the Globe opened a facility in Taunton several years back, and it was an exciting time for Taunton. We were very welcoming, gave them some generous tax breaks to open up their facility that were about $1.3 million over 20 years. And so then when we assessed their personal property and taxed them on it, they didn't really want to pay it.
That's the equipment in the building. That's what they call personal property. That's the computers, the linotype, whatever they use in place of linotype machines, the printing presses, et cetera.
That's right. So that's all called personal property, that equipment. So and they were also supposed to, you know, create 600 jobs, give preference to Taunton hires. So there were some you know, things that they were supposed to comply with that really never happened either. So, you know, all in all, they didn't live up to the real essence of the agreement throughout the whole time.
So they promised 600 jobs, but I read here there's only 300 jobs. So is this
an example
of corporate, these greedy corporate Republicans stiffing the people of Taunton?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much, Howie, you know, pretty much. And like you said at the beginning, they're big supporters of tax increases, including the gas tax and the millionaire's tax. So it's a little hypocritical that they didn't want to pay their own taxes. Mm-hmm. And not only that, they then asked to qualify to be exempt from paying taxes on that equipment. So they applied for a manufacturing classification so that they didn't have to pay any tax at all.
You mean, Mayor O'Connell, are you telling me the Globe didn't want to pay its fair share? Don't they know it's for the children? It's an investment in the future.
You know, these big companies should be paying their fair share, especially according to people like, you know, the Globe. So they applied for an abatement. We assessed them about $700,000. They applied for an abatement and, you know, didn't pay it for, this was back in 2019. And we were very far apart on their abatement. So we actually hired a professional appraiser to go in and look at their equipment and appraise it and assess it. Well, once we did that, they withdrew from their lawsuit and agreed to pay their taxes. So I'm thinking a professional appraiser would have possibly appraised it a lot higher than we did.
Yeah, and they also, in another way, I mean, they did multiple things to avoid paying taxes, which, you know, again, I would do that, Shauna would do that, but we're not lecturing other people that they're not paying enough. The Globe is lecturing people they're not paying enough, and yet they're doing everything they can to avoid paying taxes. They set up a new corporation called Boston Globe Taunton Inc., and that was in that way they were able to not pay the city of Taunton $707,000 just by using that loophole in the corporate registration laws. You could have done a lot with that $700,000, couldn't you, Mayor O'Connell? No time. Thank you, Sean O'Connell. We'll have you on again soon. I'm Howie Carr.